What is up, you guys? Welcome back to the Split Decision Podcast. I'm Elias Blanco. Today is January 31st, 2020, and in today's episode, we will not talk about any featured fights. We'll wait until Super Bowl Sunday because we have three big fights that happened last night on DAZN Boxing to talk about in the next episode. But today's episode, I just want to talk about the past drama that's happened this week between Stephen A. Smith and Joe Rogan. Now, Joe Rogan has said some things this week on his podcast about Stephen A. Smith and his comments towards Donald Cerrone, and Stephen A. Smith has responded to them. And people have been choosing sides on who you agree with and who you don't agree with. But what I want to do is I want to go deep into this this situation and then give my perspective about it. So that's basically the entire podcast today. And, you know, hopefully you guys enjoy. Now, as most people know, at UFC 246, Conor McGregor defeated Donald Cerrone by TKO in 40 seconds. Now, this was really good for the UFC because, one, it's a great way to start off 2020. Two, you get your most important star back. And not only that, but you just proved that you don't need a world title bout to headline a pay-per-view and make a lot of money. And it's Donald Cerrone versus Conor McGregor. Like, the general consensus was that this was going to be an entertaining fight. Unfortunately, it did not happen that way, but at least we got a historical moment in Conor McGregor's comeback story. So after the event, the ESPN hosted a post-fight show, and on the panel was Joe Rogan and Stephen A. Smith. Now, Joe Rogan gave his assessment about the fight, all 40 seconds of it, you know, try to give praise to both fighters for, you know, stepping into the octagon and everything. But then they switched to Stephen A. Smith. And he had some hot takes about the main event. You know, he said that Donald Cerrone had a questionable jaw. He said that coming against Conor McGregor and trying to strike was like getting a beheading. He said that this was Cerrone's first pay-per-view ever. He said he just didn't look ready. He said that we haven't learned anything from Conor McGregor in this fight. And the biggest one that, you know, caught a lot of people's attention was that he felt like Cowboy quit. Now, before I even continue to give my opinion, I just want to say that everybody's entitled to their opinion. I respect Stephen A. Smith, and I think that he does love the sport of MMA, and he's trying to learn his best. I've seen him in his boxing videos, even though his punches look like he's trying to fight a fucking hobbit. I can see that he's actually trying to learn the sport of MMA. But when you don't have all the knowledge and all the research done, you look like a dick when you say things like this. Because one, the questionable jaw thing, I understand that Donald Cerrone has been stopped 7 times in his career, but he's never been knocked out cold. Usually it's just a TKO stoppage. Not only that, but coming in striking against Conor McGregor, Donald Cerrone has trained in kickboxing and Muay Thai. Not only that, but he has multiple kickboxing championships. So really, him striking with Conor McGregor is not surprising. Now, if you said that he should have went to the ground because of his high level Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu, and you know Conor McGregor's notable struggles on the ground, then we have a conversation. But because you didn't say that and you just left it as a blanket statement, it makes you sound like a dick. Saying that this is Cowboy's first pay-per-view ever, it just shows you didn't do any research, because again, Cowboy has been in multiple pay-per-views, and not only that, but he's headlined a world title bout on Fox. Saying he just didn't look ready, dude, he didn't expect Conor McGregor to come at him right away. Usually, when a fight starts, fighters usually keep their space or they touch gloves. Conor McGregor did not do that, so he wasn't ready. It wasn't that he wasn't ready, but he was caught off guard with the initial blow. And then saying that Cowboy quit, the big one is saying that Cowboy quit. I can understand if you say that about other fighters, but dude, you have to realize who you're talking about. You're talking about Donald Cerrone. You're talking about the man that, you know, has the most wins in UFC history. You're talking about the man who loves to fight, who fights almost 3 to 4 times a year. So saying that he quit, it doesn't make sense with Donald Cerrone, because it didn't look like that. It didn't look like that in the fight. It just looked like he got rocked. And saying that he was incapable of taking punishment. I'm telling you right now, when you have a broken nose, your breathing is affected heavily. And not only that, but taking those brutal shoulder strikes, I mean, I probably would go down too. And then also, he got rocked by a head kick, and that head kick landed really hard. So it wasn't like he was balling up after, you know, after just feeling like he was outmatched. He really was in trouble. He really was dazed after all those strikes. So you can't say that he quit. He just couldn't defend himself at that very moment. Here's some examples of fighters quitting. Hollis Gracie quit in his UFC debut. And Bob Sapp nearly quits in every fucking fight. Those are examples of fighters quitting. What Donald Cerrone did was he did his best to recover. Unfortunately, it wasn't meant to be, and he got stopped and the fight was over. But he didn't quit. And saying that we haven't learned anything from Conor McGregor, that's absolutely not true, because I learned a lot of things. And I said it on Twitter. I said that this new Conor McGregor scares me. Why? Because I've never seen Conor McGregor so focused in my life. You know, less trash talk and more, you know, bark. Not bark, but, you know, more walking. He looked focused. He looked like he was rejuvenated after, you know, the year layoff and after the defeat with Khabib Nurmagomedov. He had his hands up. He usually does not have his hands up in fights in a traditional fighting stance. He usually has them down into his side like a Taekwondo sparring stance, like he was point fighting. So that's how I know that he's making adjustments as he evolves as a fighter. Not only that, but he really is looking for that Khabib rematch. And if he didn't finish Donald Cerrone in the way that he did, it'd be very hard to convince people to try to watch this match, to watch the rematch with Khabib. So although Stephen A. Smith, I do agree that you're trying your best to not only learn the sport and give your commentary, I feel like in order to do that, you need to have extensive research done. Now, before I continue, I just want to say that I have the utmost respect for Joe Rogan. Him and Robin Black are the reasons why I want to go into MMA with this journalism degree and become a personality and potentially an MMA analyst. His neutral standpoint, his respect for the fighters, and his deep analysis are everything that I aspire to be, along with keeping my own personality and having a character with it. That being said, I think his words about Stephen A. Smith on this week's past podcast, I think they're a little harsh, because you're basically, you know, you're pushing him away from the sport, and you're saying that you're basically insinuating that he doesn't belong in MMA. You're saying that it's a bad idea to carry his first takes over to the sport, when in reality, it's not a bad idea, because at the end of the day, Stephen A. Smith draws eyes, and if someone sees Stephen A. Smith with the company, they're going to gravitate towards him because he's loud and entertaining. Now, the only thing he needs to do, he needs to brush up on his information so that way he doesn't sound stupid. But going on there and saying that, you know, no one's going to respect him because he doesn't know anything about fighting, why not help him out? You could have handled it so much better. I think everybody's wrong in this situation, because Stephen A. Smith, I think the comments he said about Cowboy Cerrone, even though I understood what he was saying, they were kind of disrespectful, because he really did not quit, and that's what's irking everybody, is that he's saying he was a quitter. And then Joe Rogan, for, you know, the way he react, I think it was very wrong, because now you're opening yourself up to conflict, and that's exactly what happened, because now you have Stephen A. Smith and respond. And then you respond. And then now you have fighters choosing sides. You have Conor McGregor choosing your side. And you have Nate Diaz choosing Stephen A. Smith's side. And in reality, it didn't need to be like that. You could have helped this man because he's trying to get into the sport. He is trying to learn more and diversify himself if he's going to work with the UFC. You could have gave him some pointers. You could have given him some tips after the post-fight. But instead, you use your platform to bash on him. And not only that, but at your response, you did not... It seemed like you did not really understand where he's coming from, and you really didn't care, and you just said that he was wrong. If you're going to say that he's wrong, and you're going to talk about him disrespecting fighters, then you need to say that about everybody. How many times, Joe Rogan, has Dana White bashed Tyron Woodley? How many times has he said he's a boring fighter, or that he really doesn't headline shows, or he's, you know, criticized his performances? When in reality, Tyron Woodley is one of the greatest welterweights of all time and one of the smartest fighters of all time. Why haven't you said anything about that? Why don't you bring that up? Or how about this, Joe Rogan? How about when you talked about CM Punk and said he was untalented, which I understand what you're talking about because he really did look bad in his first two fights in the UFC and he should have went into the amateurs, but he was trying his best to get into a sport and fight at the highest level. Don't you think those are disrespectful comments as well? Now, I understand the comparison with Donald Cerrone and CM Punk is no comparison. But at the same time, it sounds kind of hypocritical when you're criticizing someone and, you know, Stephen A. Smith is criticizing someone. And I think the reason for that is because, one, Stephen A. does not have the information. And two, we're so adjusted to MMA commentators, you know, just doing analytics and doing analysis about fights without having any personality or opinion about them or being very loud about it and passionate. And that's why I think this has caused such a ruckus and such a buzz in the MMA community, is because it's something that's not really normal. You have someone crossing over from ESPN, the big media organization, into the UFC, which is just straight fighting, and ESPN doesn't really cover fighting that heavily. So overall, I think that both Stephen A. Smith and Joe Rogan were wrong in this situation, and I really think that in reality we need both loud, brash people and respected color commentators and analytic and statistical people in MMA to grow the sport. And that's all that really matters. What really matters is that the sport of MMA and the UFC grow in popularity one day at a time. Thank you guys for listening into today's podcast. I hope you enjoyed it. Please subscribe to our YouTube channel at The Split Decision. Also, follow us on Instagram at The Split Decision. We try to post 1 to 2 times each day, either on our story or a post. It keeps you updated with everything happening with The Split Decision, so please be sure to follow that IG page. Now, on Super Bowl Sunday, we will be talking about the DAZN boxing event that happened last night. What's next for Jake Paul? Holy shit, I can't believe I'm saying that. What's next for Jake Paul? But what's next for Demetrius Andrade? Could it be possibly Jermall Charlo? I sure fucking hope so. And what's next for the newly crowned IBF Junior Lightweight Champion, Joseph Diaz Jr.? So stay tuned for this Sunday's podcast. Super Bowl Sunday, by the way. Who do you have? The Chiefs or the 49ers? Me? I have the Giants. Why? Because I'm fucking stupid and that's my team. But anyways, thank you guys for listening in. Let's always keep that mama mentality. Let's always be the hardest workers in the room. And as always, this one's for the culture.